Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend David Dossie. David is a partner of Gallagher & Dossie, which is an intellectual property attorney in Columbus, Ohio. David works with people all over the world, and including me. He's my intellectual property attorney, full disclosure. Give us the website.
It's invention-protection.com.
Invention-protection.com. I couldn't get my tongue started on that one. So check it out, folks. Hey, David, we're talking about these, all the anxiety that an inventor, the owner of any intellectual property who wants to make something happen with it, who would like to share it with somebody, who would like to turn it into a functioning asset that makes money, that grows the wealth of the inventor, and how do you birth it? How do you raise it in the marketplace? How do you tell people about it without losing it? If you're a little guy, David, the stories are legend about how big guys have run over little guys and stolen their stuff. What ideas do you have for them to kind of make them feel a little less anxious?
Well, I think that a lot of small businesses, when they're on to something, that they feel they're onto something big, it's right for them to think, well, do I want to build a business around this and all the associated hassle with that, or is it possible to license this, or what are my options? And it's always smart to look at your options. But generally, the highest and best use of a patent that is to protect a revenue stream based on an actual use of the patent or a product. So generally, like if you went to a major drug company and said, okay, I'd like to license the patent for Viagra or whatever it is, guess what? They slam the door in your face.
Right.
They're not licensing that patent. The most valuable patents, the big breakthrough inventions, they're the type of things that you're going to see the biggest return if you, take that step, start that business and grow the business. Even if you aren't the person leading the charge, if you've really come on to something, you're going to find the right people. You're going to be able to put this together, and that's generally where you get the greatest return on a invention. But it's scary. There's no doubt. You got to worry all along because there are a lot of things along that path that make you think, ooh, well, that sounds pretty good, just like getting 2 free patents from Google or jumping into what they call a license on transfer network, which is really to scare away patent troll issues. But as we just discussed, maybe the patent troll issues aren't as bad as these companies would put out to the mainstream media.
But if I had a great idea and you helped me patent it, I had an invention. I'm not smart enough to be an inventor, but if I should happen to stumble across one, and I helped you put it together, get it protected for me, just because you have it and it's protected doesn't mean somebody can't manipulate and steal it from you. Wouldn't a good way? But I don't want to manufacture it because I'm an inventor. I don't want to be a manufacturer. I just want to go. I want to sell this and go reinvent something else, or go invent something else. So wouldn't I want you to help me find an attorney or someone who's like yourself or whoever who's really smart in these ways and would go to Dow or Exxon or IBM or whoever and say, look, we've got something here that we think you guys ought to know about, and I represent the inventor. Would that not be a good way to do it?
Well, most big companies like that have huge R&D departments filled with people, very smart people, that are of the opinion that if it wasn't invented
with
R&D department, If it wasn't invented here, it's probably not worth it.
But aren't the bigger companies starting to get around that? Aren't they starting to realize that they can't that maybe that's not as good of an investment anymore to have such a big R&D inside?
Some will give the look that they are believers and welcoming.
You're
that
a cynical guy today, David.
Well, you gotta look at recently. It's funny you mention that because recently Wilson Golf launched a competition for people to come up with the best driver design.
Right.
You know, and I'm a golfer, so I'm passionate about this.
Right.
I said, guess, and the winner was $500,000,
uh-huh.
and it had an asterisk. So I said, I'm going to read the terms and conditions of that. You
What's
read
it?
The terms and conditions of their contest, you're giving everything away for like $100.
You're a cynical guy today, dude. I don't know what I'm going to do with you. Hey, David.
Hopefully that benefits your listeners.
Good, I
they
know.
Need to look at it like that.
That's the reason we love you, David. We count on your cynicism. Hey, thanks for being here, Dave. Thanks for 11 great years. Come back soon.
Thank you.
David Dossey, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when David joined us, and so we did. I got to go.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.